questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
It certainly is. And this morning on the show, we have got Professor Julian Payton, who is director of Manaaki Manawa, which is the Centre for Heart Research at the University of Auckland. Kia ora, Julian. How are you today?
Kia ora, Rachel. I'm very well. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, it's great to have you on. You've been doing some very interesting research with a group of scientists, and you guys have invented a new type of pacemaker that re-establishes the heart's naturally irregular beat. Now, let's start with the very basics here. What is a pacemaker? I'm sure a lot of people listening do know, but just to clear it up, what actually is a pacemaker, Julian?
Yes, pacemaker is a small electronic device that helps a heart that's in trouble. So we know that in New Zealand, for example, 1 in 20 adults have heart failure, and many of them will be fitted with such a device, which helps stimulate the heart and speed it up. It sends a small electrical impulse to the heart to increase its frequency of beating, and that helps to generate better blood flow around the body. So it supports the heart in somebody mm-hmm. with heart failure.
So the type of pacemaker that you guys have been working on, it's differs from, I guess, what people would maybe already know about traditional pacemakers, which do exactly what you've said here, by looking at the naturally irregular rhythm of the heart. Now, what is the naturally irregular rhythm? Why does it change?
Well, that's a really good question, and before we started this research, we didn't really fully understand it. But actually, the irregular rhythm of the heart is irregular, and those people that have a smart watch will have something on it called HRV, which is heart rate variability. So every time you breathe, your heart rate increases a little bit, mm-hmm. and every time you breathe out, your heart rate slows. And that is the natural way in which the body is pacing the heart. It is not, as we might say, metronomic, like a piano metronome. Right. It's constantly varying with every breath. And that's what we've tried to mimic with this new pacemaker.
Now, that must be very difficult to try and get, I guess, accurate, because I imagine it must change from person to person how much it varies as well. How have you looked at that particular, I guess, type of difference in your research?
Well, what we know is that the young and the well physically trained through exercise demonstrate quite high heart rate variability, and that's why it's on these smartwatches. But what we've not fully understood is what the actual benefits are of this, because actually, if you look through the history of time and go back to the Paleozoic era of 430 million years ago, this is a time when cartilaginous fish emerged, such as sharks, so a very long time ago. They have, believe it or not, the same heart rate variability during buccal pumping of water movement across the gills.
Oh my gosh.
So we've known that there is something really important about this heart rate variability. Now, of course, in contrast, the standard pacemaker does not consider pacing your heart with every breath.
Yes.
It is just like the piano metronome, it's steady state. And this made us ask the question, hang on a minute, let's think about what the benefits might be to pacing the heart naturally in somebody that has heart failure.
So, I mean, this is fascinating. And as you say, if it's been happening since the Paleolithic era, there must be a reason for it. What has your research shown you so far? Have you found any of the benefits yet, or is that still kind of something you're trying to work out?
No, we've made a remarkable discovery, I would say. I mean, something that's really excited us. It's caused the spin out of a company to generate funds for a clinical trial. So what we've discovered, and this work started in New Zealand 12 years ago, is through a mathematical model with a colleague, Dr. Alona Bental, predicted from the math model that this form of heart rate variability was an energy-saving mechanism for the heart.
Wow.
And so, yeah, and so this was the first time that that this idea had been put forward. And so then what we had to do was build a pacemaker using a circuit that's very different to a normal device that would be put into the body, because it's an analog device. It's not a digital device. Maybe I should just explain the reason for that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, that seems like very different to what we're used to. So how do you end up with that sort of particular use?
Well, you see, the analog device is really special because what it means is that it can communicate two ways with the body. So the device can send a signal to the body that the body understands, because the body is also analog.
Yes, of course.
And the device is in two-way communication, so it's also listening to the body,
right,
and processing information. And what it's listening to, of course, for us, is the breathing cycle. Because what it will do then, it'll sense breathing, whether you're inhaling or exhaling, and either pace the heart rate up or pace the heart rate down accordingly.
Wow. So when we have been, I guess, using pacemakers throughout history until now, it's been this digital, it's been this metronomic thing, and now we have the potential to move into this more analog and, I guess, closer to the way the heart naturally works technology. Where is it at in terms of being something people can access? What stage of the research are you at there?
So to date, we've built a mathematical model and we have trialed this in animal models of heart failure. And what we have seen, which has been most remarkable, is a 20% improvement in heart
Wow.
pumping efficiency. And just to emphasize the importance of that, that's at least 2, if not 2.5 times greater than what can be achieved by conventional pacemaking.
Gosh, that is very impressive. So the next stage I'm imagining is working on it with human patients, is that correct?
That's correct. So I mentioned the spin-out company, it's called Cerex Medical. It's a company that, you know, as an academic, you never think of commercialization necessarily. But if you really want to translate what you're doing from the bench to the bedside, you need to generate funds to support a clinical trial, which, as we all know, are not cheap. So we've generated enough funding now, millions of dollars, to set up the first in-human study of this type of pacemaker. And I'm really excited because this study is going to take place in Waikato District Health Board in collaboration with a very good colleague, Dr. Martin Stiles, who's a cardiologist there.
That sounds amazing. This has been fascinating research to talk to you about. Best of luck with this next step on it. It sounds like it could be really life-changing for a lot of people if we can get it out there. So thank you so much, Professor Julian Payton, for speaking with us this morning. I hope you have a great rest of your Tuesday.
Thank you very much for having me. Kia ora.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn! Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.